The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The most listened to radio talk show on the Northern Plains. We're humbled by that. We thank you for that. From the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, KCJB 9, 10 a.m. in Minot, North Dakota, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota, and Rockin' the Bakken on KTGO 1090 Radio, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. Another hour of What's on Your Mind. I want to get right to your calls here. Congressman Kramer will join us shortly. Talk Radio Town Hall is Tuesday today because of the busy congressional calendar. A lot to cover with him. By the way, we hit the road this morning to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, after filling up at PetroServe USA. Not only the tank with E85, where I can fill a 34-gallon tank, and when it stops at like 70, I'm like, oh, I love this. I love this. Compared to like $120. Right? I mean, so I'm digging that. They also have E15 a choice as well. And by the way, if you can use E10, you can use E15. And so that saves you a little more as well. They're all about choice at the pump for the consumer at PetroServe USA. They're also about that great 4-for-4 special. Your choice of a personal pan, hot stuff pizzas, couple of cookies, and a 20-ounce soda or a coffee, 4-for-4 all day, every day. They also have the giant seed shippers all month long at $1.39. The Mars Standard Bar is 3 for $1. The Jack Link's 1-ounce bags or the Person Candy Bar is $1.09. Bugles are only 99 cents. And those big old Deli Express quarter-pound cheeseburgers, 100% beef, the Big Chuck, the Cattleman, all priced anywhere from $2.99 to $3.59 at PetroServe USA stores. There's the location near you. All right, let's see. Somebody wanted to weigh in on Measure 5 from last hour in our conversation there. Let's go to LaVon, who's on the road listening at AM 1100, then Dennis and Cole Harper, and then we should have Congressman Kevin Kramer, and we'll crank up the talk radio town hall today on the program. Hello, LaVon. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is what Measure 5 will do to the future of farming in North Dakota. I have a son-in-law who belongs to, or did belong to, Ducks Unlimited. He's an avid duck hunter. And I was telling him, he lives in Illinois, I was telling him about this measure. And he says, North Dakota really ought to be careful about anything that Ducks Unlimited and some of these other sponsors of this measure are really involved in. He said they do talk about hunting and preservation and stuff like that. But he says, if you get into what the nitty-gritty of their program is all about, he said you could very well be shut out of hunting on a lot of this land when they achieve their goal. North Dakota, they used to want to turn it into the Buffalo Commons. Well, there's still people who are perfectly willing to work on that aspect of North Dakota.
Yeah, good point.
Even with all the oil industry.
Very good point.
And my sons, have a lot of land out in Stark County. They are happy to let people hunt as long as they are careful. The gentleman from Regent hit it all down with the Farm Bureau. They want to their land respected. They want to know who's on their land, and I don't think that's unreasonable. They're willing to let people hunt if the people respect their rights also. Shut gates and don't put hot manifolds in a tall, dry grass and things like that. So if we don't take and stop this bill from passing, Ducks Unlimited, all of these other organizations, they're going to own our farmland because our young people are not going to be able to compete against it. And it's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of, a percentage of the oil revenue going to one organization.
couldn't agree with you more, LaVon, and I think you've spoken for a lot of us there. You know, in addition to the idea that they're going to take a huge amount of money, $4.8 billion over 25 years, and buy land, and as you say, make it more difficult for young folks to own land, they're also going to fund all these national organizations to do all their, I don't know what, empire building all across the country. So you're exactly right. Couldn't agree with you more. Just to be clear, it's not a bill. It's an amendment. The voters of North Dakota will have a say come November. I believe it's probably the most important. Well, Measure One's pretty big, too. But there's, as far as the impacts from this, what it would mean, it's a big one. Measure number five, LaVon advocating a no vote. Get informed on it, folks. Get under the hood and check it out. All right, 11 past the hour. As I mentioned, the congressional calendar packed this week, so we've adjusted our schedules so we can have a full hour with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is here to take your calls, questions, and comments on our weekly talk radio town hall from the nation's capital today. And there's a lot happening internationally and as well as on the domestic front, so a lot of ground to cover today with Congressman Cramer. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, Scott. Thanks. Thanks for accommodating the schedule. And it seems like everything's been moved up a day this week for me as well. So we came back a day earlier than planned as per the House schedule. But we're back because there's a lot on the plate. Most specifically, of course, the president's request for authorization to train and equip the Free Syrian Army to be the boots on the ground, if you will, to push back against the ISIS or ISIL threat in Syria. So lots of debates, lots of hearings, and lots of classified briefings before we cast a vote, probably tomorrow.
I want to ask you what's in that bill. Before sure. We do that, Dennis in Cole Harbor has a question or a comment for you. And by the way, 800-228-0550 is the number. When you call 800-228-0550, you can press 1 to leave a message or 2 to chat with Congressman Cramer live on the air. Dennis, go ahead with your question or comment.
My comment is on the president's recent decision to send 3,000 military into Africa to fight the Ebola problem. I don't see where they can possibly be qualified. He has a Department of Health and Human Services. Other than sitting on their hands, what are they doing? And the last thing about this subject is, if you put 3,000 soldiers together, when they eventually come out of there, they're going to come back to the United States and probably get leave time and all that, and they're going to have the possibility of contaminating the entire homeland. So that's all I got to say about it.
Sure.
Well, it appears that our president handles the military as expendable people. I don't like it. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Dennis, for the comments, and I'll certainly look into it further. I know that the Ebola crisis is one that is very concerning, obviously not only in Africa, but to the United States and to the world. And some people have actually protested the return of the infected medical missionaries and personnel. Fortunately, it's worked out very well. And if I got Ebola, the first place I'd want to come is home. And and be among the best. So with regard to utilizing the military for that purpose, there's probably better uses of the military. That said, that we'd certainly want to contain and help do all we can to eradicate this horrible disease. With that in mind, frankly, Scott, it's not completely off the point, because we will be discussing the Ebola crisis this week as well in Congress, and how we might provide some additional funding for the more appropriate, places like the Department of Health and Human Services, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, folks that can be very helpful in combating the public health threat of the Ebola virus. So, it's a war separate from terrorism, but it's nonetheless it's an important foe that has to be defended against.
Keith in Lisbon, listening on AM 1100 for the congressman. Go ahead.
I'm wondering about this redaction of Hillary's people on Benghazi. Mm-hmm. Is there any way of getting the original reports from the people that were there,
Oh yes. I don't think there's any question that that's happening. You know, the first public hearings of the Benghazi Select Committee or the Select Committee on Benghazi are going to be held this week. In fact, the Select Committee has set up shop directly across the hall from my office. I walk out my door, I can walk right into the Benghazi Select Committee door. And I don't think there's any question that so far through the discovery process and the request for documentation and whatnot, chief among the requests and the subpoenas will be for the non-redacted copies of those documents. So that they are pouring through literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of pages and documents related to Benghazi. So it's going to require some patience, no doubt, but confident that at the other end of it, there's some truth that will be revealed.
Appreciate the call, Keith. Thank you very much. We had a call earlier about that as well, so appreciate you bringing that up so we could get Congressman Kramer's take. More of the Talk Radio Town Hall after the break at 800-228-0550. Do not go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Past the hour, chatting with Congressman Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So the caller before the break and a caller earlier were concerned about documents that are being deep-sixed by the administration on Benghazi. Yesterday on the program, we had a fellow by the name of Chris Tanto-Peranto, one of the American security operators that was assigned to protect the State Department's special mission compound and that annex in Benghazi. and talk firsthand about hearing the stand down and the earlier delays.
Right.
And just said, you know, there's no doubt. I mean, that he was frustrated because, you know, there's still some debate and still some sort of, you know, kind of Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make, pushback on this when it's happened. He did take confidence that Trey Gowdy's on this job now. So are you too confident that...
I mean, Trey is a no-nonsense prosecutor. He's a former prosecutor. You know, anybody that watches the network news channels have seen him a lot. They saw him a lot over the course of the Benghazi investigation by the Oversight Committee, as well as other investigations, by the way. He's become quite prominent. And so he's chairman of the Select Committee. I think, you know, Keith was referencing redacted documents. So there were some emails, you know, 100 or so emails that were redacted of Hillary Clinton's. I think the more recent story is about a former assistant secretary or deputy assistant secretary, something that has become a whistleblower as well, talking about, you know, going through stacks of documents and pulling out anything that might be, that might embarrass somebody in the front office or the seventh floor. That, to use his quote, the seventh floor, of course, is where the Secretary of State's office is in the State Department. So, now the State Department is denying that there was any scrubbing, if you will, of the information, and that the oversight committees and whatnot had access to that. But I can assure you, if they didn't, they do now with the Select Committee, which is why it was so important to form a Select Committee, because a Select Committee does have additional subpoenaing powers and whatnot that, you know, that even the General Oversight Committees and Intelligence Committees, there were four committees that had jurisdiction over the Benghazi scandal, and once they went through sort of their process, it was appropriate then that the Speaker appointed the Select Committee. So there won't be many places to hide by the time Trey Gowdy and the Select Committee gets done with them.
All right. Well, our listeners will be glad to hear that. Scott in Grafton, listening on AM 1100. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity to do this. I've been a Republican all my life, and my dad even served in the legislature when I was a kid, so I've got politics running through my veins. And,
sure.
I would like, I mean, I'm not a radical Tea Party by any means, and I'm not a liberal Republican, but it just seems with the chance for the Republicans possibly to get control of the Senate in Washington, the Republicans have become a party of soft rhetoric to repeat everything we already know if we're well-informed. Is there going to be any boldness maybe that will come out of the Republican Party to really let their true colors be shown? It just seems like we're moving to the middle when we should be moving a little more to the right. I don't mean this to offend anyone.
Sure.
I think there's a lot of North Dakotans and a lot of Americans waiting for that to happen. And I'll just, you've been very good on this subject matter, and I just encourage colleagues just to maybe listen to a more conservative voice. And I know you hear this all the time, but I was just interested in your comments about possibly the Republicans getting control of both houses.
Sure.
In,
Washington. Scott, thanks for the question and thanks for the comments. I think they're very well-articulated observations that are made by a lot of frustrated conservatives and frustrated Republicans. And you know, in the House of Representatives, we're now up to 384 bills that we've passed in this Congress that are sitting in Harry Reid's desk with no action from the Senate. And while some of them are more moderate bills, in fact, over probably 60 or more of them are actually introduced by Democrats, as weird as that seems, some of them are pretty hard-hitting, you know, conservative Republican bills. Bills like, you know, completion of the Keystone XL pipeline, which seems pretty mainstream, I think, these days. But that said, I think that doesn't mean that Scott's observations about sort of drifting to the middle rhetorically, and I appreciated that as well. Here's what I'd like to say about the future, and Scott brought up if we should take control of the Senate, what happens next? Well, that'll be a tremendous test for us, won't it, Scott? And if we go to 2016 and we have a Senate, a House, and a President, then that's the real ultimate test of what we're made of and how far are we willing to go. How far are we willing to cut agencies like the EPA and their authority to grab land from every farmer and every private landowner in the country, and the Fish and Wildlife Service to do, you know, how far are we willing to go in and discipline them when they, you know, they're looking at 600 or 700 new endangered species politicians, and now the latest is the monarch butterfly, and how far are we willing to go with the IRS to rein them in and to perhaps abolish them with some sort of a tax policy that no longer demands their services. I think that the real test will be, starting with when we get the United States Senate, and I believe that we're going to, what kind of bills are we willing to put on Barack Obama's desk for his signature or his veto? You know, the one thing that Harry Reid has done, probably quite effectively as a Democratic leader, is that he's prevented the president from having to sign or veto a lot of bills. In other words, he's blocked very effectively for him. But as much as anything, Harry Reid has protected Democrats in the United States Senate from having to take votes to prove their position on things. You get a lot of rhetoric from Democrat senators that they support one thing or they support another, and that they, depending on what town you're in, they support both. But they've never had to put their vote down. I would add,
like the coal industry being a prime example, the amount of uncertainty that's out there, the stagnation that's bringing to that industry because of the inaction. Harry Reid's unforgivable.
Well, he is, and so consequently you let the bureaucracy run the world, and that's what's happening, and that's why we're seeing these rules coming out that will devastate the coal industry, agriculture, the oil and gas industry. Anyways, but to Scott's point, he wants to see more action, and he wants to see a harder line drawn. If Republicans get control of both the House and the Senate, I think it's a reasonable expectation. That said, in a divided government, we don't have that luxury, and so we do have to work more closely together and don't get everything we want and try to move the ball incrementally the right direction. And that's been frustrating, I think, for a lot of us.
There's a political story today that I want to ask you about a little later on that's suggesting that House Republicans are just saying yes to Obama on everything, and I think that's a little bit of what the caller
was. You couldn't convince Barack Obama of that.
Yeah, but I want to give you a chance to respond to that. But let's go to this question on Syria that came in during the last break. Roll that, Chris.
All right, Kevin. I heard on Hannity that the Syrian rebels made some kind of agreement with ISIS. So if that's true, they won't be helping us. Maybe big waste of taxpayer money. It could end up with ISIS.
All right. You've got his question. We only have less than a minute for your answer. We'll have to finish on the
other side. Sure. We might need to dig into it a little more after the break. But first of all, the Syrian army, the Syrian rebels, as you referred to them, there are several factions of the Syrian rebels, which is unfortunate and could have been avoided had we aligned perhaps much sooner, like maybe 3 years ago, with the Free Syrian Army when it was more pure. That said, I will tell you that the idea of relying on the Free Syrian Army or Syrian rebels exclusively for boots on the ground in Syria is problematic.
More on this on the other side of the break with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, golfers, listen up. I know summer's slipping away, but fall is a great time for golf. And my friends at Chase on the Lake wanted me to invite you to beautiful Walker, Minnesota for a great deal. Fall golf is beautiful. All the colors. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and Chase on the Lake Resort. The package includes one night lodging in a classic hotel room, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Longbow Golf Club. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129, just $30 more for the weekend. Think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful, easily worth the $129 by themselves. Then you get golf at a championship golf course. Throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at half price. Room at Chase, round of golf at Tiana or Longbow, plus a meal at the 502. All that for $129 Sunday through Thursday or $30 more on the weekend. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter promo code Scott. Get this great fall golfing package. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Talk Radio Town Hall on Tuesday this week with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, so just to finish on Syria.
Yeah, so the concern about the Free Syrian Army, you know, making a deal with ISIS is a legitimate concern, and there are several factions, but that's why one of the most important parts of us training and equipping, and that's the request that the president has before us right now. We're going to have 6 hours of debate over the course of the next 2 days on this amendment to train and equip the Free Syrian Army. But one of the most important components of that is the vetting of every individual soldier, and then the training of them at various training facilities in the Middle East. We have, you know, Jordan, Egypt, other places. So that's the first thing is the vetting. Now, does that guarantee that they'll never turn on us? Does that guarantee that they won't sell out one of our special operations soldiers that's training them and sell them to ISIS for ransom? You never know absolutely for sure, but this is the request that the president has in front of us, and the vetting process is going to be important, as is the oversight process. By the way, we didn't take his request and put it in the bill. We have drafted our own request or our own amendment led by Chairman Buck McKeon, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, and in consultation with the National Security Chairman. And so there's tremendous oversight in this amendment that was not in the president's request. No, no surprise. So it strengthens congressional oversight, requires very detailed reports, including, by the way, progress reports, the vetting process, procedures for monitoring unauthorized end use of provided training and equipment, another big problem. So we'll be watching that very, very carefully.
What do you think of the most important? What is the most important limit on his on the authority that he's asking for?
Okay, so the authority, it's a very limited authority specifically to train and equip. And train and equip is there's a nuance to that. There's a history of train and equip that really began after 9/11, imagine. And so there's a series of train and equip requests that have been honored to allow our special forces and others, you know, the Department of Defense, to work with boots on the ground from rebel groups mainly or other entities in the Middle East. So that's not so unusual, and he didn't have that authority. He believes he already has the authority that it's called AUMF. So if you ever hear those four, that's authorization to use military force. And this amendment that we're voting on tomorrow, and then the continuing resolution that will contain the amendment, states that very emphatically that nothing in this section should be construed to constitute a specific statutory authorization for the introduction of the United States Armed Forces into hostilities and so on. So in other words, this is not authorization to go into Syria with boots on the ground. And that's not to say we won't at some point authorize that, but this specifically does not. But the president believes he has that authority already through a 2001 and again a 2002 AUMF related to, of course, the 9/11 attacks and going after specifically Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda's associates, which he believes, and several agree with him, and several Republicans agree with him, that in fact ISIS or ISIL is in fact part of that same authorization, because they are in fact an Al-Qaeda affiliate. Ironically, Scott, what I do find sort of disturbing about the president's commitment to all of this is that, well, on the one hand, he believes he has the authority to go after ISIS with airstrikes because they are an Al-Qaeda affiliate. On the other hand, he will not voice a strong commitment to uprooting Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, all the other terrorist organizations that are part of this global war on terror, terms he won't use, or better yet, extreme Islamic terror.
Well, can I add to your list? Because I'm scratching my head over a couple of things. One, right. I'm waking up to headlines talking about sending 3,000 ground troops to West Africa to fight Ebola, and he's basically drawing a line on ground troops in Iraq. So what's a bigger threat to the U.S., ISIS or Ebola? I'll give you another one I'm a little confused over. Didn't he seek repeal of the Bush war statute that he's now using to justify the strikes on the Islamic State?
Yeah, he did that about a month or so ago. I say he. The Democrats in Congress specifically requested a repeal. In fact, they offered up a bill to repeal that authorization. Now, the White House can deny that they were part of that, I suppose. I don't know. But, yeah, we had that in front of us a month or maybe 5-6 weeks ago. So he's utilizing it now. Obviously, he's in a different situation. Now, it shouldn't be confused, though. I don't want people to be confused by, while the amendment that will be part of the continuing resolution and the debate today and tomorrow, while it's specific to authorization to train and equip the Free Syrian Army, it doesn't preclude us from other action related to war powers to offer support. Now, remember, the president in his speech last week emphatically stated that he is not seeking authorization to use military force, but he would welcome it from Congress. Nobody can recall ever when a president said something as crazy as, "I'll take your support if you'll give it to me, but I'm not asking for it." I mean, that right there tells you the lack of seriousness.
It does, unfortunately. What are the troops saying? You told me a story about a member that represents Fort Hood that actually, literally got on the phone and started talking with someone. What are our troops saying? Do they want to go fight this, or do they want an alliance to fight this for us?
Well, nobody wants to fight anything, but what they don't want, what I'm hearing from a lot of people, I've actually asked some of the troops myself, people that I know that are either inactive, currently active service members or recent veterans of the war on terror. And yes, we've heard stories from Fort Hood and other forts, and heard another one today, actually, from one of our other installations, where they're saying they're tired. They're tired of war. Their families are tired. They haven't been able to watch their kids grow up. They hate this whole notion of war. That said, they don't want somebody else, some inferior force, going in after our Air Force drops bombs and being the lead. They don't like leadership from behind. They're quite emphatic about it. They say, send me, basically, is what they're saying. And so we have quite a conflict, Scott, and it's a conflict in Congress. It's a conflict in our country. And that's why I really want to hear from North Dakotans on this topic of, do you go all in and you eradicate this disease? Now, remember, the president, the commander-in-chief, the only one we have, isn't asking for it. But do we help him lead? And I think those are the discussions you're going to hear over the course of this week. They're the things we're certainly going to hear throughout October as we campaign on the one hand, and as we monitor this situation from a position of responsibility on the other. And remember, this continuing resolution only runs until December 11th, and the authority in this amendment that goes with it only runs through December 11th unless there's a Defense Authorization Act that authorizes more.
Okay.
And so there's going to be ongoing debate on this topic, and I'm quite anxious to hear from my constituents about how they feel. As war weary as we are, is our only strategy going to be to arm, moderate Muslims to fight this Islamic State?
All right, we've got a full bank of calls, so I want to get back to the calls here, but I think this is important to spend some time on. So as I understand it, number one, train and equip the troops is one request. The whole war powers question is a separate one. What's in front of you right now is to arm and equip the Syrian rebels. How do you plan to vote on that? Do you know yet?
Well, I'm going to participate in the debate over the course of the next 2 days, Scott. I'm certainly inclined to support it. I think it's the least the least we should do is what this commander-in-chief is asking us to do. But that shouldn't preclude us from doing more if we feel compelled to. But I'm compelled to support it, but I'm going to wait with final judgment until I've heard the debate over the course of the next 2 days. And we have another briefing this afternoon with intelligence folks. They'll give us some indication of what's going on the ground yet, even as recently as this morning and today.
Stuart in Richardson, listening on 550K Fire for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I understand, and I'm confused with this as well. They just announced that General Martin Dempsey tells Congress he recommends using boots on the ground, using forces, military ground forces.
Yeah, so it's very interesting, Stuart. So I was with General Dempsey last week, and he's, of course, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He certainly serves at the pleasure of the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, and he was towing the party line pretty clearly. Today he was in front of a Senate committee, may still be for all I know, it's the ongoing hearing, and I had caught a little bit of it. We've been jam-packed here today, but I did catch a little bit of a statement that sort of implied, at least, that he's feeling we may need to eventually, or we should expect to eventually, need boots on the ground, which again raises the bigger question. But remember, we have a president that doesn't listen to generals. General Petraeus, you know, Petraeus said 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we need to be more aggressive. We need to leave, residual troops in Iraq, lest the bad guys fill the void. General Petraeus said we need to arm the Free Syrian Army and help train and equip them when they were a more pure group than they are today. And by the way, regarding the Free Syrian Army, one thing we shouldn't forget is they've been fighting a war for a number of years and doing pretty well at it. I mean, they've been fighting Assad. Now they've got ISIL. They've done pretty well considering that they haven't had the full support of the United States, against a foe that has the full support of Iran and Russia and who knows who else. So they're not a slouch. They're not quite like the Iraqi forces that take their uniforms off as soon as the firing starts and throw their arms up or hide so that nobody knows who they are.
Are there more General Dempseys out there to the caller's point? Do you think the military, going to your informal survey of the troops and that comment and Dempseys, do the military tacticians, brass, want boots on the ground to take care of this problem?
I can't say for sure that they do because I've not talked to any of the brass, as you call them. They certainly are hearing what we're hearing. And certainly the Joint Chiefs and National Security Advisors and whatnot are the people that are talking to the Commander-in-Chief. So how much that gets filtered, who knows? But again, remember, this president has ignored them in the past when they've tried to be more hawkish, and we're certainly paying the price for that today because he listens to pollsters more than he listens to generals. So I'm not convinced yet that, Dempsey, I'm responding to Stuart's question in response to the little bit I've seen of his testimony this morning over in the Senate. I don't know how hawkish he is, frankly, but I'm sure there are plenty of them.
Bob in Grafton, 30 seconds for your question. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a veteran, and I'd like to just make a quick comment and then get to my point. Some of the war weariness from our troops, some of the troops, is the fact that we're not being able to allow to fight the way we were trained to fight. If we had a MacArthur and a Patton and a Eisenhower sort of characters in office, this whole situation would have been long, long over with. Now, I believe we need to, most emphatically, we need to first and foremost seal our southern border. And
all right, let's talk about the border on the other side of the break. Got the gist of your question, Bob. Thank you. Congressman Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, when we continue. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Fenix and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Fenix, on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Guys, do you love beef jerky, but you're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store brands? Then you need to check out MeatTaffy.com. That's MeatTaffy.com. It's the absolute highest quality premium guy candy, and it's shipped right to your home. Go to MeatTaffy.com and check out their premium thin-cut jerky straight from the heart of Kentucky. MeatTaffy.com. High-quality, premium guy candy shipped right to your door. Check out MeatTaffy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Our final segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall in just a moment, but first let's find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Here's Carson from Regent on hunting season from a landowner's perspective. Carson?
It's that time of the year for the hunter and landowner to refurbish or build a new relationship in regards to the upcoming hunting season. I would just like to remind the outdoors person that most landowners welcome you if you ask. A very important reminder and act of courtesy is to leave the land in as good as or better shape than you found it. A lot of us landowners post our land for safety reasons, and so when permission is granted, we know who is out there. It is also important to ask permission every time you come out, even if you received permission the previous year. It is an excellent way to build a long-lasting relationship, and landowners do appreciate a thank you note or even a Christmas card at the end of the season. Remember, a safe hunt is a memorable hunt.
Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at NDFP.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home, also brought to you today by High Plains Apache. They have one focus, sprayers. They pride themselves with product expertise, customer satisfaction. By the way, they still have some used pull-type sprayers on hand that they want to move out. You'll save big, 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, the big 90-foot booms. Also, a few used Apache sprayers. You can take a look at them on the website, highplainsapache.com. Don't forget they have that ET Ag Center, too. Your source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand parts in the application industry. Stop in today, High Plains Apache, Mandan, Fargo, online at highplainsapache.com. Brenda's here from Chase on the Lake. We've been at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today. The listeners can tell because I'm much more relaxed when I chase Brenda. You know what that is, right?
You bet, Scott. It's nice to be here with you today.
And you guys have a wonderful facility for banquets, retreats, meetings. Tell us a little bit about what you can accommodate here.
Well, it's a fabulous, fabulous facility. We have 3,000 square feet of beautiful ballroom space. We are able to break it into three completely different size components for any size groups. We accommodate anywhere from 2 to 210, and it is just fabulous.
And, of course, you got a bowling alley. You've got, the 502 restaurant. You've got the Copper Dora Veda Spa. So folks can work a little, a package together where you're doing a little work and you're doing a little retreat, right?
Absolutely. We definitely encourage putting into their agendas some spare time to come to these different areas on site.
Combo it up with that golf package, at Longbow or
Tiana.
Tiana's another good country club out here, and there's also plenty of fall colors to look at. Get on a pontoon, and we've done that at our company before, and it's nice because you bring the whole family and you have all the fun things, but you also can get a lot of work done.
You bet, and we still are running some special activities on the weekends for families bringing kids in, so we do have weekend activities for kids on site. So that is really tremendous. Now that the school season's come, still come and visit us. You might need a getaway.
Exactly right. Give Brenda a call. She can accommodate every need, and they really do just take it. They customize everything perfectly for you. 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. But wherever you're listening across the Northern Plains, it's a great getaway. A great time to do it in the fall and get some work done, but have some work and play time.
Perfect. We'll make it work for you.
Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it. Appreciate everybody at Chase on the Lake today joining us as well. Okay, so Bob and Grafton before the break, Congressman, on two very important points. One is war weariness being caused by our rules of engagement. And second of all, are you worried about ISIS infiltrating the U.S. from either border?
First, thank you, Bob, both for your question and for your service to our country. And with regard to rules of engagement, we get a lot of complaints from veterans who reveal the less than competitive rules of engagement sometimes related to war and to their action on the battlefield, which makes it very difficult. You know, we're supposed to fight wars nowadays without anybody getting hurt or dying, any of our enemies. So I think that is a problem. And so Bob was speaking specifically to the weariness of the American soldier, and I think we need to unleash them and allow them to be to be warriors. With regard to the southern border, well, that's concerning. I will tell you that intelligence officials tell us that the northern border is as or more concerning because, first of all, it is very porous, obviously, as we are familiar with. And secondly, Canada has some very, very liberal, shall we say, immigration laws that really protect, nobly as it sounds, the privacy of individuals that carry passports and that are Canadian citizens or carry Canadian passports. And so consequently, there's not the same monitoring and oversight at the northern, with our northern neighbors as there is, in other places. So both borders are a concern, and it's not just simply the controlling the border itself, but rather the policies that allow such a, such easy access to the United States.
Let's get one more call in here. Adam and Mandaree, listening on KTGO for Congressman Kramer. About a half a minute for your question.
Yes, sir. I was just talking about what the last caller was talking about as far as rules of engagement. I was a former commander, got out about 2 years ago. The hardest thing to do is to go out to a family and explain that their son or daughter died because they're doing more humanitarian things instead of doing what their military occupational specialty is. If we're going to go to war, I just say that we should definitely let the U.S. military be the broadsword it's supposed to be.
No kidding. Can Congress do anything about that, Kevin?
You know, we probably, in some future authorization, if we were to authorize the use of military force, I suppose we could do is try our, you know, as much as we can to put insert language that includes rules of engagement. As you know, it's not been Congress's job traditionally to be the micromanager of the military or anything else in the federal government, but more and more often it seems we need to be because the executive branch takes such a passive approach to so many of these things. And so, again, Adam, thank you again for your service as well and for your insights. Very, very important. I'm looking for everything I can get.
Sorry we ran out of time. We'll do it again next week with Congressman Kevin Cramer. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnan, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is 4 nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare. Everything's included, most especially every sight you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hannett, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.